أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول ولا نبي إلا إذا تمنى ألقى الشيطان في أمنيته فينسخ الله ما يلقي الشيطان ثم يحكم الله آياته والله عليم حكيم. ليجعل ما يلقي الشيطان فتنة للذين في قلوبهم مرض والقاسية قلوبهم وإن الظالمين لفي شقاق بعيد. وليعلم الذين أوتوا العلم أنه الحق من ربك فيؤمنوا به فتخبت له قلوبهم وإن الله لهادي الذين آمنوا إلى صراط مستقيم. صدق الله العظيم. آية نمبر 52 in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about sending the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam down, and then these Nabis of Allah recite the Kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and when the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam recite the Kitab of Allah, what happens in the hearts of some of the listeners of the Kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the wahi or the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ, and we had not sent before you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any Rasul, any messenger, وَلَا نَبِيٍّ, any prophet, إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّا, except when these Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam recite the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Wahi. Some of them would have recited the Kitab that Allah had sent to them. Others would have recited the Kitab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to messengers before them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these Nabis read the message of Allah, they read the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then at that particular time, أَلْقَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَتِهِ, then shaitan cast doubts in the recitation of the Nabi. The doubt is cast in the hearts of the listeners. So we will give you some examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the ayats in which Allah Rabbul Izzat commanded that an animal should be slaughtered, and when that animal is slaughtered, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be taken, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar be recited. So any carrion, any animal that died of a natural cause, that is not permissible in the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people, the disbelievers, began to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we kill, that is permissible. What Allah kills, that is not permissible. How is that possible? Then we will find in the ayat of the Quran Kareem in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمُ, that you and whatever you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fuel for the fire of Jahannam. So when the people heard this, the Yahud, the Nasara, they began to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is it possible that we worship Isa alayhi salatu wa salam? The Quran is saying you and whatever you worship will be fuel for the fire of Jahannam. So we worship Isa alayhi salam. So is the Quran wa na'udhu billah saying that he will be fuel for the fire of Jahannam? The Yahud worshipped Hazrat Uzair alayhi salatu was salam. So would he become the fuel of the fire of Jahannam? And these type of doubts shaitan began to cast in the hearts of people. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this and makes reference. We, the listeners of the Quran Kareem, that is why when we recite the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, first seek the refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan the accursed. Secondly, we need to make abundant dua that when we hear the ayats of the Quran Kareem, these kind of doubts do not come in our hearts with regard to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The infiltration of shaitan does not take place. He does not cast this type of doubt with regards to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَيَنْسَخُ اللَّهُ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blots out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cancels whatever doubt shaitan puts by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending down another ayat that clarifies the matter, Or sometimes the Nabi of Allah will clarify these matters and these questions and these doubts that come into the hearts of men. The very amazing thing is some of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, these kind of doubts come into our hearts and we become very proud about it, that these doubts have come into my heart. As soon as we find that anything that becomes an impediment between us and Allah, we should seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, we are insan, we are human. ثُمَّ يُحْكِمُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms His verses. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends an ayah down, the meaning may not be very, very clear. Thereafter Allah sends another ayah down that clarifies that meaning. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-wise. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let this happen? Allah says, لِيَجْعَلَ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test by shaitan mixing or shaitan casting these doubts into the people. This becomes a test. It becomes a test for who? لِلَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. For those in whose hearts there is a sickness, there is an illness. And this sickness and illness sometimes can be the sickness and the illness of nifaq and hypocrisy. وَالْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Secondly, and for those whose hearts have become hard. When our hearts have become hard, then the beautiful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not penetrate. And what happens? We see on hard ground, when the rain falls, then the drops begin to splash away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. To listen to the Qur'an Kareem is meritorious. To read the Qur'an Kareem is meritorious. But at the same time, our hearts need to be soft, so that these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala penetrate them. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly the wrongdoers, they have fallen in far away opposition of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to oppose the real and true commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And sometimes we want to measure it with the yardstick of secularism. Sometimes we want to measure it with the yardstick of modernism. And the result is that we begin to oppose the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ. And so that the people of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send these verses down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates these doubts, so that the people of knowledge, those who have turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, that certainly this is the haqq, this is the revelation of Allah. آمَنَّا وَصَدَّقْنَا. I believe that this is the revelation of Allah, and I accept it, and I verify, and I confirm that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no ifs and buts in the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنْ رَبِّكَ, from your Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ. Then the important issue is that they have brought iman in it immediately. فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And then their hearts softened for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah says, certainly Allah Rabbul Izzat guides those people who have brought iman to the sirati mustaqim, to the straight path. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.